Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm grateful that you're joining us for today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled Bridging the Gap. As we drove up to the beach, it was clear that it would be one of those days. The waves were crashing with such a mighty force that the mist grazed our faces as we stood on the sand. My heart was beating fast. As a teenager, it was the kind of wave day that I dreamed about. I zipped on my wetsuit, put on my fins, grabbed my boogie board, and ventured out into the water. Immediately, the strength of the tide began to push and pull me at its will. And after being in the water for about 30 minutes, I started to get pulled out to sea. And regardless of how hard I kicked and paddled, I couldn't make it back to shore. Spoiler alert, I survived, but only because a lifeguard on a jet ski came and rescued me. Being in the waves separated from the land was a terrifying experience. Separation is a terrifying experience in general. When Scripture talks about separation, the good news is that Jesus came to bridge that gap or separation that our sin created. Paul records it like this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture." Part of the gospel is that Jesus died for sins. That word sin conjures up all sorts of feelings in our mind. In the Greek, it's the word amartia, and it means to miss the mark. The etymology of the word is fascinating. It comes from two words, ha and meros. A is a negating word, and it means not. Meros means to be a part of or together with. Not a part of or not together with. That's what sin is. Sin is separation. That's why the prophet Isaiah wrote, "But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." Sin separates us from God, ourselves, others, and creation. Maybe the image sin ought to evoke in our minds is as us drifting further and further out into the ocean, drifting further and further from people and God. Drifting further and further from the relationship that he designed us to have. He died so that he could carry us back to the shore. He died to once again give us union with our Maker. The Scriptures are clear that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a great promise. Take some time today and confess your sins to Jesus and be reminded that he is the God who will always faithfully carry you back to shore. That's the gospel. Let me pray for you as you go about your day. Lord, thanks for everybody listening today, and I pray that they would know that you have bridged the gap that our sin had made, that through your life, death, burial, and resurrection, you have forgiven sin, and you have brought us back into relationship with you. Thank you for healing the separation that our sin created. We love you, and we're grateful that we get to live abiding in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, friends, have a great rest of your day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.